Do you agree, Bernie, or Bart?
Hi, Paul. This is Bart. We'll start the recording shortly. Brenda, has it started? Yeah, the recording has started. We'll take the people in the Adobe room as present. Is there anybody just on audio? So we can note him or her. No? So over to you, Paul.
Thank you very much, Bart. So this is a call taking place at 2000 hours on the 8th of June 2015, comprised of the service level expectation design team members, ICANN, and IANA staff. So first of all, may I thank you all for joining the call. The agenda is on your screen. If at any time you wish to ask a question, raise a point, please just use the click on the button with the little man with his arm up, and then I'm able to see that you're wishing to join the queue of participants. So if you remember at our last call, it was decided we would change our working format somewhat and have Kim and one of my team, Adam Smith, join, try and work through the SLE. And I think they have worked well together, but I would like to invite either Kim or Adam to just give us an update on how things are progressing and anything we as the design team should know about. So, Kim, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Paul. As you noted, the last design team made call, we got the signal that we could work closely with Adam to try and evolve the draft document then based on our input on behalf of ICANN. So between Adam, myself, and Bernie, we've met multiple times over the last couple of weeks. I think every few days we've had a meeting and iterated the document several times throughout. That being said, it's still a work in progress. There's a lot of detailed issues to go through. Adam's been very good coming to it from a neutral outside perspective. Not having come from our industry directly, he asked a lot of insightful questions that help elucidate some of the issues that at the heart of designing these SLAs. So I think that conversation has been very fruitful from my perspective. So that document is still being developed. I guess my only additional point from my perspective is recognizing that would not be concluded by today. The document, the draft that was circulated by Paul, pulls out the principles and a lot of the material from that document, but not the SLA specifically. So I think that it does reflect the direction of the other document in progress, but obviously isn't the entirety of that document. But I'll let Adam chime in and add his perspective.
Adam, the floor is yours. We can't hear you. Is your microphone working? If you can't get your microphone to work, just put a note in the chat. Okay, he is writing in the chat, so he can't get his microphone to work. Okay, we have a slight technical hitch. Unfortunately, Adam's microphone is not working in the Adobe room. I would also like to recognize Jeff has joined the call, as has Jay Daly. So welcome to you both. So thank you very much, Kim. So in summary, there has been good progress on putting the key elements of the SLE together. There is more work to be done. And really, I would like to ask the design team members, you are representing your respective communities, if you are happy for Adam and Kim and Bernie to continue working together post the 8th of June, which is when the CWG is hoping to conclude its proposal. And if there are any objections to that, would you please raise them now by raising your hand? Otherwise, we will approve it. So I'll just pause for a second. If you object to Kim and Bernie and Adam working together, and I hope that they will come back, or they will come back to this group periodically and inform us of their progress. But any objections, please raise your hand.
It's
Jeff.
It's Jeff Eckhouse here. I don't necessarily have an objection. I have a question, though, if I could ask that.
Please.
Okay, thank you. So if they continue to work, I just trying to understand how that affects the document, after the June 8th deadline, will they be, I'm assuming they will be able to continue to work post June 8th. Will it be an issue, and do we have sort of a deadline for that post June 8th time frame for deliverable on that? Thank you.
Can I ask Kim, unfortunately Adam's microphone isn't working, so Kim, can I ask you, how long do you think it'll be until you have an SLE flushed out in draft form for consideration by this design team?
You know, it's hard to be specific just due to the fact that you know, there's a Buenos Aires meeting about to begin, and I'm not sure Adam's availability, I'm not sure Jeremy's, and that's a key factor in deciding that. I think we're close to a final document. I think given those constraints, I think it would be reasonable to say within a month or so, between the three of us, we could have something sort of final from our perspective. Obviously, beyond that, we need to go through iteration both within this design team if necessary, and then it's not clear to me at all like what broader consultation might need to be done on the document. But I think just in terms of the three people within the team continuing to work on it the way we have been so far, you know, I think within a month is probably reasonable.
Thank you, Kim. So Jeff, to answer your question, about a month before we can expect an SLE document, a draft SLE document, back to us. The other question you raised was, what is the standing of this group? Well, I'm hoping tomorrow the CWG will support this group continuing to work in parallel with the ICG process, mainly because we would like to make sure that the proposal is complete in all aspects. So the point you raise is a good one, Jeff, and I can't actually answer that directly because we are just a design team under the CWG, and the CWG is the party that authorizes us to do our work. But with the information that we will are willing to continue to do our work, I will feed that into the CWG and come back to you on list.
That would be great. I do agree and think it is a good plan for them to continue working. I just wanted to make sure that they're working, continued to work within the CWG in the whole time frame, and that everybody was, in agreement with it. And it sounds like we'll find out after you'll speak to them about it, and we will find out shortly on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Yes.
Hi, this is Jay. Sorry, I can't raise my hand because I'm dialed in. I'm happy for the three to continue, but now that I'm back on board after my extended time off, I'd like to be involved in that as well. I think it's useful that we have someone who's a direct customer in that smaller group, and to ensure we get the attention to detail and clarity around that process.
I support you being involved, Jay. Can I suggest that what we do is we just let the group get on for a few more weeks to actually get a document in draft form available for our consideration. And then I think we would all like to see in more detail what they're doing before the document is near finished. So at the moment, I understand they're just going through the general heads of terms, the general processing points. But I think what would be helpful is, say, in a couple of weeks' time, if Kim and Adam and Bernie can provide us with a draft of their document, at least we could see that it's going in the direction that we are looking for. Would that help you, Jay?
I think if we could get a draft more frequently than that, then that would, yes.
Okay. So would it be all right, Kim, if we were to make it once a week, and Kim and Adam make it once a week, you give us a draft of the SLE you're working on?
I'll let Adam respond by typing. From my point of view, it's his document. I mean, I'm trying to explain as fully as possible our procedures. I'm trying to explain the implications of measuring things in a certain way and what I consider might be the obstacles and so on, but I did it myself, the primary author. So I'll let him respond.
Adam is typing, but may I assure you, as Adam works for me, I volunteer that every week he will be submitting to the group a draft of the SLE. So that will help. But yes, Jay, it would be great further down the road if you would certainly take more of an active role in making sure it's in shape. So thank you for that. Any other questions, please, on this particular agenda topic? I don't see any, so thank you very much. So they will continue to work and report back to us on a weekly basis with an update of the draft that they are considering. Thank you. So the other issue, the very important issue that I would like to discuss next is item 3 on our agenda. And I'm very grateful to all members of the design team for your various inputs. The goal is really to present a statement from the design team that has the support of ICANN, IANA, and the design team members that can be included in the proposal of the CWG, which will then go to the ICG. And there have been a number of iterations of the draft statement for your consideration, and I would invite Bernie to just run through the statement if he would. And if at any time anyone has any comments, please raise your hand or shout out if you're on audio. Bernie, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'll just try to make this a little bigger because I don't have my glasses. There we go. Just to begin, I think from the code of the CWG, the expectation is that we should be able to map out the areas of agreement and include that in the final report, which the final chance for a major discussion by the CWG is at its meeting tomorrow. So it is our hope that this sort of principles document will be good. All right. I'm going to do this. I don't see the hands, so I'll let Paul manage those. Just scream at me if you want me to stop. And here we go. The Service Level Expectations SLE design team is comprised of 3 GTLD registry representatives and 3 CCTLD representatives. The DT has been working productively with ICANN, including IANA staff. I don't think there should be any questions there. The DT was asked to review the current IANA functions operations and to work with IANA staff to capture the current workflow processes for incorporation in the final SLE document. IANA have recently provided some documentation, and DTA expects to continue to work together with IANA to document the route management process in the coming months. The DT also reviewed performance standards established under the IANA contract between NTIA and ICANN, which was considered inadequate for a registry service of such global importance. In light of the cessation of NTIA's independent stewardship and authorization role, it is an appropriate time for customers to reevaluate minimally acceptable service levels, reporting requirements, and breach levels. I have not heard anything, so I will presume we're doing okay. The DT is not proposing any changes to the current workflow process. The DT is suggesting that there is a requirement placed on IANA as part of the implementation phase of the CWG stewardship proposal to measure, record, and report additional transaction times for each root zone management process. Such transparency will provide factual...
The word suggesting, I think, should be recommending.
Okay. Bart, are you going to be good to take notes on those things?
Yes, I do.
Okay, excellent. Anything else on that paragraph?
No, not at all. Thank you.
All right. Hearing nothing else, I'll continue. Such transparency will provide factual information to assist the CSC, IRT, I guess we're talking about IFRT here, and the community to determine and confirm that IANA is continuing to provide non-discriminatory assistance to the naming community. Further, by having clarity as to process, it can be confirmed that IANA staff may not be the cause of the delay in the execution of the change request. I guess that should be a change request, but anyways, we can play with just minor grammatical things later. On other occasions, due to the wide time window for completing a task, there is an opportunity for, or the perception for, certain TLD managers to have preferential treatment and change requests completed in a matter of days, whilst other requests take much longer and yet still be in the approved time. So that's the end of the background section. Take any comments, questions.
Can we just deal with the suggested change, introducing recommending? The group is recommending rather than suggesting. Kim, do you have a problem with inserting recommendation, recommending rather than suggesting?
Not at all. Fine by me.
Bernie, on behalf of ICANN, do you think that would be a problem?
I can't speak on behalf of ICANN, but in my role I'm playing in all of this, I think that's fine.
Great. So that's adopted. And you mentioned something about IRT. We had the... we got the wrong acronym, do we?
Yeah, just to be part of the minor cleanup after. It'll be IFRT, I believe.
IFRT. Okay, so thank you very much for that. Any other comments from any other members? Yes, please.
Yeah, Jeff. It's Jeff Eckhouse here. Thank you. I understand this is on the piece where it says, I understand where it says, by having clarity as to the process, it can be confirmed that IANA staff may not be the cause of the delay in the execution of the change request. That is crystal clear. But then the next line, I'm not sure really what we're saying here, and maybe that could be, because it says, on other occasions, due to the wide time frame for completing a task, there is an opportunity for, or the perception for, certain TLD managers to have preferential treatment and change requests completed in a matter of days. And that part, it says, due to the wide time window for completing a task, is that why is there a wide time window there? Is that the delay from, it's not clear what that wide time window is referring to. And that's part A. And then part B, I'm not sure that the two parts that an opportunity for or the perception for, that those jive. I'm not sure what we're trying to say there, so maybe a little explanation about that edit may help, because I'm not sure what we're saying in that point, and maybe it might be that maybe this is a good thing that I've been a little behind on some of the reading, so I'm looking at this maybe with not as much insider knowledge, so maybe it might be an issue that others look at it the same way, that it's not that clear, or maybe I'm just dense and I'm not sure what we're trying to get at there. So I would love a little bit of an explanation and clarity on that, please.
So, Jeff, you raise a good point. We've only recently rearranged this. The reason this paragraph, the reason is there have been calls by some members, some participants of the CWG, that we use the NTIA SLA as the document moving forward for the basis of transition. That we felt was an unacceptable document to use because one, NTIA is no longer involved in the process, but also the prescribed time period is for name server changes is 21 days. That being specifically the wide window.
Right.
It may be argued by people seeking to discredit the good work that IANA is doing that some registries are receiving preferential treatment because tasks are being undertaken much faster for certain registries than other registries. The idea is basically to say SLA that NTIA has with ICANN is no longer fit for purpose, and that's the reason for us seeking to review in this framework the mechanisms of determining the service level that's expected by the registry operators. But the point you make is well made. We might need to just have clarifying language. It's just in light of the recent reorganization of the paragraphs, the meaning may have been lost. But I think
right, and Paul, thank you. You very eloquently explained it, and now it makes sense. But I think now, of course, you will not be there to explain it to everyone who reads it. So I think if we have a little clarifying language, that would make it a lot smoother transition for this. Thank you.
I think we're happy to do that offline. So thank you for that comment, and we'll take that on board.
Oh, yes, we don't need to edit on the fly, please.
Correct, exactly. Can we move on, please, Bernie?
Thank you, sir. All right, moving on. Principles. These are a set of guiding principles that will help define the expectation for the monitoring and reporting environment and guide the definition of the individual criteria used for reporting and assessment of the naming-related portions of the IANA functions. Attributable measures. Unless clearly impractical, individual metrics should be reported attributing time taken to the party responsible. For example, time spent by IANA staff processing a change request should be accounted for distinctly from time spent waiting for customer action during a change request. I'm going to pause after each one of these and see if there's something. Okay, I'm not seeing anything or hearing anything, so I'll proceed. Overall metrics. In addition to the previous principle, overall metrics should be reported to identify general trends associated with end-to-end processing times and processing volume. Okay. Relevance. All metrics to be collected should be relevant to the validation of customer service. In addition, some are the critical metrics that are considered important to set specific thresholds for judging breaches in ICANN's ability to provide an appropriate level of service.
Elaine has a comment.
Yes, thanks. So I have read this several times, and I find it confusing. I'd like it to be rewritten. And maybe part that's confusing is the statement about customer service. I think that's the only time we actually use customer service in the entire document. So is anybody else finding this confusing too? Or I guess that in addition, some are the critical metrics part is a little lacking in clarity.
Hi, Paul, can I jump in there?
Please, Jay and then Kim.
Yeah, so so I rewrote that because I didn't understand the previous version of it. The reason I added customer service is because the principal was entitled relevance, and the initial relevance given in the previous draft for collecting these things was for analysis, and I didn't think analysis actually was a strong enough meaning. And because I don't think it's fair that we say to IANA, you need to collect any data we want you to because for analysis, and that's what relevance means. So I was trying to narrow it to a relevance meaning that we only measure things that directly impact on customers. We don't measure things that we might, you know, how many sandwiches IANA ate today, because that's not of any relevance to us. So that was the intent. And then the second part about the critical measures was already there, and I was just trying to add that in so that it worked well.
Kim, please.
Thanks, Paul. So I wrote the originally confusing bit that Jay edited, so I can provide a bit of context into my thinking. What I was trying to say originally was that I think there's a distinction between what IANA is expected to measure and report on versus what are the, you know, formal thresholds, let's say, that ICANN breaches, there's a consequence for. I think what we're expected to measure and publish will be a broader remit than the specific thresholds for non-compliance, let's say. So I was trying to tease out that the community should set what they think is relevant that IANA needs to publish and measure, and then more specifically, what are the critical metrics against which the community should set specific conformance criteria, and if ICANN does not meet these, there will be consequences. That was what I was trying to convey originally, for what it's worth.
Patricia, please.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, hearing you all, it does seem confusing now. I sort of have it understood it before. Now it's more confusing than it was before. Because by the term relevance, what I understood was that data that should be collected should be the one that is necessary to check for compliance. In that sense, a piece of data would be relevant if it is connected to something that could possibly lead to a breach. What Kim's saying now is that it's wider than that, right? Anything that the community by some process would deem to be relevant. Is that what you're saying, Kim?
I think so. I mean, taking the narrow definition of it should only be measurements that are directly relevant to SLAs, I mean, I think, you know, just counting the number of requests does not lead to an SLA, because you can't have an SLA saying IANA will process less than X a month or more than X requests. The number of requests is what it is. Now, I accept that you might just agree that's out of scope for this working group. I mean, undoubtedly, we'll just publish that data anyway, whether we're required to or not. You know, I leave it for the team members to decide whether it's appropriate for that to be formally defined or not. To me, what I was trying to guard against, I guess, was the assumption that for everything we measure, there must be a threshold attached to it. I think there should be a distinction between what we measure and what has a threshold attached to it. That was really the core of what I was trying to get across.
So, by the way, I
have a comment on the previous point. If we are done with this, I would like to go back briefly to point number two.
Please.
You want to do it now, or should we?
Let's do it now, because I'm hoping we can make a note of the issues. Okay. I've just reread previous iteration, and it maybe we can do a bit of a mix offline. So we'll see.
Okay.
Number two.
My comment is the following. It is said there that overall metrics should be reported, and I understand it should be reported by IANA. And that got me thinking about whether other parties could draw conclusions about trends or overall metrics there besides IANA if the raw data would be available in a, in an open data manner. Have we considered that part, that providing the access to the raw data so other parties could process them and draw their own overall conclusions?
Tim.
We already publish all of the raw data that goes into our current performance standards in XML format, so people can do that. So we have no intention of stopping from doing that. Whether you want to explicitly call it out is up to you, I suspect, but we do that and we'll continue to do that.
Perhaps it could be said in somewhere in the document so people would know that the raw data will be available.
Okay, that's a good point. It's already, so just to recap, the raw data is already made available by ICANN, and I think Patricio's point is it would be helpful if we were to highlight that in this statement. So I'm happy to add the availability of the raw data just as an adjunct, as it were. The relevance clause, we just need to give that a bit more thought, but I think the point is well made that it's actually trying to distinguish between the analysis of data that's relevant to customer service rather than data in general. So we'll work on that one, but that's a relatively minor tweak, I think. So number four, Bernie.
Thank you, sir. Number four, clear definition. Each metric should be sufficiently defined such that there is a commonly held understanding of what is being measured and how an automated approach would be implemented to measure against the standard.
Carry on now.
Definition of thresholds. The definition of specific thresholds for performance criteria should be set based on analysis of actual data. This may require first the definition of a metric, a period of data collection, and later analysis by IANA customers before defining the threshold. Review process. The service level expectations should be reviewed periodically and adapted based on the revised expectations of IANA's customers and relevant updates to the environment. They should be mutually agreed between the community and the IANA functions operator. I heard some noise there, so I'm going to leave it up to Paul.
Hi, so it's Jay. Going back to the previous one about thresholds, I believe that principle should say initially set based on actual data, because if we only ever set it on actual data, then there'll be no improvement. No push through the SLA to ensure improvement. So we don't want to limit ourselves to never having an SLA that requires improvement from IANA.
Good point. Are you happy with that, Kim?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the only intent here is not to just sort of blindly pick thresholds out of the air when we have no data to look at, and I think that's fully in line with that.
Well, sorry, can I come back on that? Sorry, Paul, can I just jump in there?
Yes, you can.
I'm sorry, I feel actually stronger about this. I think that while the current data is of value for us to understand the impact of the thresholds, the thresholds should be set according to our expectations of customer service. And if that means that we are setting thresholds that are noticeably different from the current practice, then that is because I certainly would feel that the current practice is inadequate and needs to change. And I would not want to have an SLA that we start off with as being knowingly inadequate based on past practice.
I think the objective is to come up with an SLE that defines what ICANN IANA should be monitoring and make those that information available either to this group or to the customer standing committee group for the specifics of the SLE to be determined. At the moment, we have estimated, based on fairly in-depth research that has been done on the available statistics, what we think is reasonable. But until such time as the mechanisms are in place, and many of them are already in place at IANA, I think we just need to be cautious in trying to set specific metrics that or specific thresholds that are hard to meet. So I think we need to go through a trial period of collecting real-world data, which I hope will reaffirm the data that we have been able to ascertain based on the statistic available. But that should then make it possible for a higher level of confidence in meeting the standards and the thresholds that have been set. So I think we just need to be a little careful at this juncture of trying to prescribe specific numbers, because we may not, we need to have additional information before those specific numbers can be confirmed, if that makes sense. So I take on board the definition of the threshold, and I think we're on the same page, but at the moment the data collection part is missing or is currently not used by IANA, and we need to get that in use so we can confirm what thresholds would be reasonable. Would that be
acceptable? Well, yes, that's acceptable. I think there are two options of things that we could add to that, though. One is that we could leave a particular threshold as undefined, and that it is awaiting data collection and later discussion. Or secondly, we can define a threshold but note that it is below a minimally acceptable level, but we are willing to run with it for a particular period in order for clarity to emerge around that particular process.
So that point is noted, and I think the point that you raised initially, that the word initial is key, so then we actually have a path for service improvement. So I would propose, just so we can, I hope, support this statement, that we include in item 5 the word initial, as you indicated initially, but then subsequently in the SLE document itself refer to your other point, if that's acceptable.
Sure.
Thank you. Carry on, Bernie, please.
Thank you, sir. Since we stopped in the middle of 6, I'll restart at that point. Review process. The service level expectations should be reviewed periodically and adapted based on the revised expectations of IANA's customers and updates to the environment. They should be mutually agreed between the community and the IANA functions operator. Number 7, regular reporting. To the extent practical, metrics should be regularly reported in a near real-time fashion.
Nothing.
All right, and that concludes that section.
Sorry.
Next section is...
Hey, this is Jay again. Sorry, it's because I'm just driving back and forth to school with children, so it takes me a little while to park and just talk. The near real time to me seemed excessive. I think, isn't the intention to that the gap between collection and publication should be minimal, not that for everything we require real-time collection.
Jim?
You know, I'm always happy to have a less demanding requirement placed on us. I mean, our intention and the work I've been doing with Adam is really trying to define all the measures such that they can be automatically collected and published. We don't want anything except for like reports, that kind of thing, where, you know, staff are required to manually review and annotate data like with descriptions or text, and as much as possible just have an automated workflow. With that in mind, the expectation is that apart from obviously some lead time where that data propagates between our systems, we can post that in some kind of dashboard format relatively quickly. We haven't been specific on the cadence here. It might be as often as daily. It might be as often as every 10 minutes. I'm not really sure, and I wouldn't want to commit to a specific undertaking at this time. It really depend on what those metrics ultimately are and the complexity of collecting them. I'm happy to take guidance on this as to what the design team feels is appropriate.
Well, can I suggest at the end of that we add as and when collected?
So, to the extent practical, metrics should be regularly reported. And what's your going to say after that?
Sorry, after the real time bit, we add as and when collected, just to be clear what real time means.
Yeah, that's fine. That's on 7. I hope you're making a note of all these, Bart. We are behind the scenes, I hope, rewording relevance for section 3, because there is some ambiguity there.
Yes, Paul, this is Bart. I'm taking notes in the notepad, so unfortunately Jake can't read it, but if others read them, excuse me, I want to add or change something, please say so in the chat.
Okay. So I'm making a few notes as well, so, and I hope Adam is as well, so we should, I hope, end up with a document we've all agreed to. Carry on, Bernie, please.
Thank you, sir. Capturing the current status quo for IANA route management, route zone management. Introduction, service level expectations, SLEs, for a domain name registry are typically based on measuring specific transactions sent by a client to the registry. The metric for a transaction is generally of the form of transaction A must complete within X period, Y percent of the time measured over Z. For example, a root zone update must complete within 72 hours, 95% of the time measured on a monthly basis. The root zone management process currently presents unique challenges in that IANA is not responsible for all phases of processing. Therefore, the SLEs must be written to accommodate the phases of the process and to be mindful of the different attribution for these phases.
No
requests? Okay. These SLE metrics are based on the following current assumptions. A, for the purposes of the SLE discussion, the current process is simplified to 5 key stages for all change requests. Notification is implicit in each stage. 1, confirm the details of the change. 2, verify the change complies with documented technical standards and policies and all applicable checks pass. 3, obtain authorization, consent to proceed with the change. 4, implement the change. 5, notify the change requester of completion of the change. I'll stop here. Seeing nothing, I'll continue. Root zone management process for routine change requests are largely automated. This automation includes, 1, a web-based interface for submitting change requests to the IANA function operator. The web-based interface authenticates the credentials presented by the change requester and facilitates the creation of root zone file and root zone database change requests. Near real-time confirmation email to the initiator of the change request of its safe receipt by the IANA system. Note, in certain circumstances, the request is initiated by other means, such as fax or written letter. In these situations, email may not necessarily be used in communications. 3, automated technical checks conducted by the IANA system on the change request. These checks ensure conformance of the technical data with agreed minimum standards and check for errors in material submitted. 4, seeking consent from the relevant contacts for the domain through an automated email verification process where approval requests are sent to both, at a minimum, the admin and technical contacts at the registry for both parties to consent to the update. Note, some contacts are slow to respond, which creates inefficiency in the validation process. In certain circumstances, third-party verification is also required, e.g., government approvals. 5, the verified change request is transmitted to NTIA for authorization. For changes that impact the root zone file, the change request is also transmitted to the root zone maintainer. This is performed via an online interface. 6. Once confirmed, notification is sent by NTIA to IANA, and for changes that impact the root zone file, to the root zone maintainer, authorizing the change request for implementation. 7. Prior to implementation, the root zone maintainer repeats automated technical compliance checks on the request and, once verified, implements the change within the root zone file. This file is typically published twice daily. 8. On publication of updates to the root zone file, root zone maintainer notifies IANA, who verifies the changes match the requested changes and notifies the registry. All right. C, the processing role currently undertaken by the NTIA will no longer exist in a post-transition environment, and those steps will no longer be undertaken. This means that IANA will have responsibility for triggering implementation at the conclusion of processing and communicating directly with the maintainer of the root zone. D, IANA's online system operates 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, except for maintenance periods, as befits a service that has customers around the globe. That would complete that subsection. Monitoring past performance. Bracket. We accept past performance is no indication of future performance, but instead of is does, I believe it should be it does capture the status quo. Minor grammatical edit there. The SLE group conducted historical analysis of IANA performance based on two sources, data published in IANA performance reports and transaction logs provided by CCTLD registries interacting with the IANA root management function. The data sources were for the period September 2013 to January 2015, which provided approximately 565 total data points. Only 27 transactions took longer than 9 days, and 13 took longer than 12 days. It should also be highlighted that much of the delay is as a result of the registry not responding to IANA to authorize a change request. So, the delay is not necessarily within IANA's control. 4 transactions took longer than 1 year, which is not necessarily a problem if the stability of the DNS is assured. a summary of this research is presented, and we will eventually insert the correct URL. The ongoing work of DTA,
Jay,
all over to you.
Jay, go ahead.
Sorry, just one thing. The use of the word "the registry" there is confusing. The requester or something, because IANA is also actually a registry.
And Kim Davis agrees with that comment. So, yes, that will be amended. Okay, carry on, Bernie.
All right. Almost there, folks. The ongoing work of DTA to define the final SLE to be included with the proposal submitted to the NTIA will be run in parallel with the ICG process to review naming community proposal. The objective is to ensure that the naming proposal is not delayed by work to define the SLEs, and so to optimize use of the time prior to the final submission of a proposal to the NTIA. Review of the ongoing work can be viewed here. URL to be entered. Escalations. The design team endorses the concept of an IANA customer standing committee specifically to monitor SLEs, but also to contribute to an escalation path for any future breach of service expectations. The role and remit of the CSC is outside of this DT's remit. So the escalation path described in this document is rudimentary and designed to support registry operations. We hand over to our CWG colleagues to better describe the recommended escalation path. I believe that's it, sir. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Bernie. So any other comments on that last section, please? Okay, so let's just go back, if we may, to Jay's point about the registry. In the chat, there have been a number of comments. So Patricio said possibly call it the requester. Kim Davis says depends on the contents in terms of change request submission, use requester in terms of who is expected to approve the change request. I would try and omit the text as it can vary who is to approve. So,
sounds good to me.
Okay. So the proposal is to omit that text so then we don't need to specify who is doing the approving. So thank you for that. So just going back to the very start, there was a request to clarify the fact that the SLAs that are currently in place between NTIA and ICANN are no longer fit for purpose, and we'll certainly bring that in. I think that's a relatively simple thing to do, but something we will do. The other one, the relevance point, may I suggest we revert to the original wording of relevance, but actually insert I would propose the following wording. There should be a distinction between metrics that should be collected to support general analysis versus those metrics which are the customer critical metrics that are considered important to set specific thresholds for judging breaches in IANA's ability to provide an appropriate level of service. I've inserted the word customer, so it now reads customer critical metrics. Does that work for three? Bernie, your hand is up.
Just for a general point after when you're done.
Okay, so just on three, that being the most significant change I think that is being proposed, is my proposal to introduce the word customer critical metrics acceptable? Any objections? I don't see any objections, so we will amend the wording of the statement to reflect that. The other one, Patricio's point about including raw data to continue to be available, we should include something about that. Jay's point about the word initial, putting that in, and also at number 7, as and when collected. So I've made a note of those points, and we will certainly review the comments that Bart has collected. So in essence, I hope the statement does meet with members' approval, subject to those corrections. And I would like, if I may, to invite all members to vocally, individually, indicate their preference, either support or not the statement being made. So if I may, Elaine, can I invite you for your comment, please?
Yes, thanks. I support it with the edits we've discussed.
Thank you. Jeff?
Yes, I support it also with the edits as well. Thank you very much.
Patricio?
Yes, I support it as well.
Thank you. Jay?
Yes, I support it as well. Thank you for all the work that's gone into this.
Thank you. Jeff Newman has already indicated his support, and I support the document with the edits included. So thank you all very, very much for supporting that document, and it will go forward tomorrow to the CWG for inclusion in the proposal. So thank you, and thank you, Bernie, for your patience on that. And Bart and I will work through the documents, make sure we capture the various points. The final thing on the agenda now, with the upcoming meeting in Buenos Aires, I believe there will be significant interest in our work, and I would like to ask for volunteers to present to their respective organizations or respective communities, and there may be some collective meetings relating to the work of the CWG, and I would like to invite people to present at those. Unfortunately, I am not going to be in Buenos Aires. So the floor is open to anyone willing to present to groups, please.
David. Hi, Paul. Yes, it's Jay. I'm happy to present to anybody. That's fine. I should very much, either Patricio and I can do the CC community. I'm happy with that. I'm happy to do the DNA, and I'm happy to speak to Kurt to get him to do that. But I think it's best if there were multiple of us doing it, but if others can't make it, then I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, it's Jeff at Caltier. I said, I think in my email, I will be at the meeting, and I will probably not be able to leave, but I'll definitely be there to support. I can definitely speak and speak about the GTLD registries, and just I'll have to check my schedule, but I should be able to participate as well.
Thank you very much. Jeff, Patricio.
Yeah, as I said before, I can present to my colleague in FTLD in their meeting before, right before I can, and I will be at the CCNSO meeting, and I can present or support the presentation for our colleagues at the CCNSO.
Can I suggest then that I do?
There will be a set of slides that we can use, right?
Jay, go ahead.
I was going to suggest then to Patricio that you do the CCNSO and I will do the CC Tech Day on Monday.
Okay, but will you be at the CCNSO meeting anyway?
Yes, I will be there.
Okay.
Well, so maybe you could do something together. I don't know. So in terms of the slides, we will try and put something together so there's a standard slide deck available, and possibly if we all as a group try and put a presentation together, that would be welcome. Elaine is not going to be in Buenos Aires, unfortunately. Bernie, I see your hand is up.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to bring back a point that we covered early on in the document, which you know, came back at the end of the document under monitoring performance. Does the ongoing work of DTA to define the final SLE be included in the proposal, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, in parallel with the ICG process, just a note, this is a recommendation from this group to the CWG, but it's the CWG's decision as noted when we started the document. I just wanted everyone to be clear on that.
That is very clear, and as I mentioned at the start of the meeting, it is up to the CWG to endorse the approach that we have taken, or not, as the case may be. So thank you for raising that point, Bernie. Okay, so thank you all very much. So Jeff, for offering to do the GTLDs. Jay and Patricio, likewise. I think Jeff Newman has offered as well to do some presenting if called upon. So it's really good. And we'll try and get some collective slides together showing the research we have done, showing the direction we are traveling. And I believe Kim is going to be in Buenos Aires as well. So that will be good. So any other business for this call, no, please raise your hand. Please comment. I don't see any other. Oh, sorry, Bernie. Yes.
Paul, if at all possible, it would be great if we can finish the edits for the end of this day so that they could be distributed as fast as possible.
Okay, fine. It's going to be a late night. Yes, okay, so we'll work on that immediately after this call. So any other comments, please, for this call? I don't see any, so can I thank you again for your support of the statement. It will be going to the CWG tomorrow and will be included in the proposal, subject obviously to those edits we have discussed being included. Thank you all very much for participating, and I'll be writing to you with the next call. Good luck in Buenos Aires, and thank you very much. A great call. Much appreciated. Thanks. Bye-bye. The call ended at 2200 hours British time, at 2100 hours UTC. Thank you.